are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more to transform your mind, body, and soul. I am Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and leadership experience to add value to your day. All right. Thank you again for being here. So today we are going to talk about overcoming obstacles, specifically talking about self-sabotage and fear of success. And with this topic, because we've been talking about reaching your goals, and as you pursue a goal, sometimes there's some people that, and I've been there where I was getting in my own way. It wasn't anybody else. And I think acknowledging, okay, this is what I'm doing, because it's a lot easier for me to address the things that are within my control versus trying to say, if they would just do this, I could be successful. Or if this would just happen, or they didn't do this. It's a lot easier to look at it that way. But sometimes I need to look inside to say, okay, these are the things that are within my control that I can work on to reach this goal.
And those are critical, because in the element of, you know, what coulda, shoulda, wouldas and all of that, a part of that is the element of self-sabotage. Because when I put it outside of my control, then I say that I am just here drifting. And then what happens to me happens to me, versus looking at it and saying, what can I do to move this forward? How can I? Instead of I can't, how can I? And so that is the key. So when you've done all you can do as a person, then you have to look at it. So part of this element that we're talking about is self-awareness. You have to be aware of where you are and what your mindset is, and even triggers that you may have that will allow you to move to the left or to the right. Because if the path that you desire to go is in the middle, that doesn't mean that you will never shift to the left or the right. That's not what that means. It's not about perfection. It's about reflection of what has happened and then deciding what you're going to do to move forward.
I love that. And so that it's not about perfection. It's about reflection. Because then if I'm looking for perfection, then maybe I don't even start the thing. I don't even go for the goal because I'm like, it's not going to be perfect. And we've talked about fear of failure before, but there can also be a fear of success. Mm. Sometimes we're so used to things going wrong, to things not going our way, that when things do start to line up and things are going well, sometimes that can be an uncomfortable place to be for some people. And really using your breath. So our bodies, So like when my heart starts beating faster, when I start to experience different emotions, you experience that as physical sensations within your body. And that can cause me to react and do things in a certain way. And so I think also being working on my emotional intelligence, because you talked about self-awareness, and I need to be aware of how my emotions impact my decisions as well, because there are so many different things that can happen that can really shift your attention and your focus.
And I like that. I really like that, how emotions are so impactful. So every decision that you make or do not make will impact things in your life. And you say, well, Johnny, wait a minute, I didn't make the decision. However, if you have a suspense date on something, let's just say it's something that you would desire to do, and there's a suspense date on this opportunity, when you don't do it and meet the suspense date, I know you didn't do anything, but that's what happened, right? So you missed the opportunity. So that's key. Go ahead, Patrice.
So, and somebody up on TikTok mentioned that they're working to get back into college at 28 years old. Nice. And the thing that I will say is it's never too late to shift or transition. So I used to have a supervisee that they worked in nursing. They retired from nursing and then decided, I want to become a therapist. And they went back to school and they're in their second career as a licensed therapist. And it can be odd walking in, being an older person in the room. But when I go in at 28, going into college, I'm going in with a different perspective than somebody who's 18 or 19. They don't even know who they are. Like, and I'm not saying that in a bad way, because that's what I did. I went straight into my career. I knew exactly what I wanted to do, but things have shifted along the way as I've learned more about myself. And so if I were to go back to school now, I would have a totally different perspective, because often we think, I'm not going to be as good. You know, I'm not going, I've had a few kids, I have more responsibilities, like I'm not going to be able to work the way the other people do. And that's where I really encourage people to give yourself grace. And what I mean by that is, let's say you worked hard for that B, because often we praise the result and we don't look at the effort it took to get to where you are. Because let's say I'm getting a master's degree. So as long, normally in graduate programs, you have to get a B or higher in all of your classes. So as long as you get a B or higher, nobody cares about your GPA. Like, you can have a 4.0 and still not be able to find a job at the end of your program, because maybe somebody else, and you know, they did an internship and they did this and this, and they set themselves up and now they have, you know, this great opportunity. And so be careful comparing yourself to other people.
That is so powerful. That is one of the areas that really can trigger your self-sabotage. When you start looking or comparing yourself to other people based on what they're doing or what they have done, and you look at what you may have in your hand, you may say, it's not as good, right? It's not, you're not ready, or what you're not instead of what you are. Mm-hmm. Anytime you start looking at what you are not, you're leading. You can be leading in the area of self-sabotage, because then you're doing negative self-talk. And the person that we do not ever get away from is ourselves. So when you hear a thought in your head, because our brain is taught, you did a TikTok on this, your brain's job is to think. Right? So your brain is thinking. So if it's thinking negatively, realign and move forward in a different way. Control that thought as you move forward. Does that mean that thought will never come back? No, that's not what that means. However, it does mean the more that you use the habit, we talked about atomic habits, is when you use the habit of thinking differently, you end up with different results. Now, let me just tap one other thing. She said one of the things some people do is they look at the fact of their success, right? They look at their success. Do you know that a lot of successful people even compare themselves to other successful people?
Yep.
And so then they still look at the what they don't have. So one of my tips for you, and y'all say, Johnny is always talking about journals. Listen to me. Journaling is powerful. Use journaling as part of your meditation. Use journaling as part of your breathing mechanism to cause you to think and look at life a little bit differently. And start your journaling with gratitude. Yeah. What are you grateful for? Who are you? And then the thing that Patrice talked about is coming into school or a system later on in life. But do you know, you bringing all the things that you've been through in life? So really, you're at an advantage.
Yes. And that's what I wanted to go into. Good. That that obstacle, the thing that I see as an obstacle, could actually be a step that's putting me in the right direction. Because often we want to avoid obstacles. We want to avoid difficulty. But you get stronger based on, and now we don't want to go through hard things on purpose. Like that, I'm not saying that. And there are certain things that have happened that I would never wish on anyone. And if that is my life's journey, if that is what's happened, many a therapist, so every therapist I know has some difficulty in their past, because you often get to this job, to helping fields, normally people that want to go into nursing, that want to become a doctor, it often comes from a place of pain where maybe they had a loved one that was struggling and didn't get the medical care that they needed. For me personally, I know that when I was a child and teen, I would have benefited from therapy. And so now I work with families and kids and teens. And I've done my own work too, because you don't try to work out your problems through, because your job will not fix though. Well, it will not fix you, but many times the path that we've been in life, it can lead us to our passions, to the things that we care about. And so there's a book, The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. It was actually given to me at the beginning of 2022 when I was launching my business. And I so appreciated the fact that it helps you develop a growth mindset. And we've talked about it, and I will say it a trillion times, because sometimes we can be so rigid where like it has to be this way. And that's what comparison does. Some people were mentioning that comparison was something that they struggled with as well. And I have to shift to appreciation. So like my mom is a phenomenal financial person. And when I first started my business, I was trying to manage the finances myself. But then it got to a point where I was like, I need to, because this finances, I'm good at it, but it's not, I already have so much paperwork. I have to do all these other things. I did not want to sit with QuickBooks for an hour every week or whatever, or every month to do that. So I pay her family and friends discount. I pay her.
We've talked about this before.
to manage, because she is phenomenal at that. And I don't have to reinvent the wheel. And because often we look at, okay, well, oh, so I have to be great. She's great at this. So I have to be great at this. And they're great at this. So I have to be great at this. And so she's the financial person. And then I bring that psychology clinical side. And together, we have this amazing powerhouse. And so instead of looking at, well, I'm not this, look at who you are and what you do bring.
Okay, so what popped in my head is about relationship in that space. Mm-hmm. So and whether it be a partner relationship, mm-hmm. or whether it be a friendship relationship, or even a birth relationship, right? Family, whatever. When you look at relationships and you start looking at the benefits of being in a mastermind or relationship with other people, look at it from the perspective of what can you give, not just what you can get. Now, Patrice talked about the fact that she pays me. She does. She pays me. And she's smiling because she got some amazing discounts for work. But she still honors the relationship by giving me money because she values, right, the relationship. And Chanel, thank you so much for all the compliments as well. So this is the deal. No is back to self-awareness. I don't need to be an expert in certain areas that Patrice is. That's not her space. That's not my space. So I am comfortable enough with myself. And this is, listen to me, y'all. Be comfortable enough with yourself to ask for help. Do you hear me? That's part of what can self-sabotage so many businesses, mm-hmm. because they're thinking they have to be all things to all people all the time. Same thing in parenting, all things to all people. You can't.
And ask for help before the crisis.
Ooh.
Okay. Because often we wait until we're out in the ocean with no, and so ask for help when the boat starts taking on water. And so, but sometimes we can get embarrassed. And so you do have to put some ego aside, because asking for help, it's like, I don't want her to think sometimes we get in our own head, and the right person will, I think, help validate you that you didn't know. And so here's how we can go about it. I'm in some Facebook groups, and they're a therapist they were busy doing all these things and they forgot to pay their quarterly taxes. And now they owe this large sum. And so everybody was like, hey, contact the IRS, get on a payment plan and make sure, and then budget, because you'll have to continue paying whatever's due and work it out. And there were so many people, there were probably like 15, 20 people that was like, I did the same thing. I just finished paying off what I owed. And all these, because you often feel when you're out all by yourself, you often feel like I'm all alone. Mm-hmm. Nobody else has made this mistake. Nobody else has been here. But when you reach out for help, when you're able to say, hey, this is what's going on, you might realize that, oh wow, same. I struggled with that too. And yeah.
No, I was gonna say, I love the fact you're talking about using social media as a way to help add value to other people's lives.
And be careful with it, but go ahead.
you have to check it out. I mean, because everybody's saying something ain't true. So one of the things that I'm going to add to that, mm-hmm. for somebody who may be saying, oh my gosh, I'm in this kind of situation. Anytime you owe the IRS money and it's been over time, most people are in a state of fear.
Yeah.
So what they do is they won't do certain things let's say they have a great business idea. They don't want to set it up because they know they owe money to the IRS. They have this, so they won't do that. Remember what I talked about? It's better, like Patricia's lifted up, it's better to go to them and say, hey, this is what I need. How can we figure that out? And this is a key. Remember this. Always ask for a plan that's much lower, yes. than you can afford. And then you can always double up or triple up on payments. Mm-hmm. Listen to me again. Anytime, if you go into a debtor, always request payments that is really lower than you can ever afford, because sometimes they want to negotiate it higher, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is you want to make sure you can still do life while you do this. Yeah. The same thing on self-sabotage. What can sometimes happen is we won't request help. Okay, we won't request help. I'm going to say it again. We won't ask for help. Asking for help is actually a strength, not a weakness.
Yep. And like I said, it does take vulnerability to do that. And it's finding a safe person that you can do that with. Because if I meet with I have a potential accountant, I have a potential person that I want to work with, and I say, oh, so how do you help? Because maybe things haven't been in order. I realize, how do you help support? And like, oh no, like if your stuff isn't together, I can't work with you. Okay, then you're not my person, because I need someone that is going to be able to sit down and help support along the way. And so I love that we're honest enough to say, we all make mistakes and nobody's going to get it right all the time. And in the midst of that, mm-hmm. Because the IRS, let's say you owe somebody money, they're going to ask for all their money. They're going to be like, hey, you owe $20,000 by Friday. And you're going to be like, it's like, but and often it's like in real small print, like, and if you need to contact, or you have to go to the website to figure out how to work everything else out. And so being able to reach out and talk about the help and support that you need, please, please do that. And in a lot of groups, so in a lot of Facebook groups, they offer a anonymous feature where you can ask an anonymous question. The group admin do see
who
asked the question. So it's not 100% anonymous. But I know sometimes that's helped people ask certain questions that they had. But make sure that it's a knowledgeable, safe community and not just a bunch of people that are going to tell you, something that's illegal or immoral or that's going to get you into some trouble.
Get you in stripes that they're not cute stripes. Anyway, so this is the thing I'll say and add to is watch, create a plan in advance. When you know that there's something that's going on, create a plan in advance. See, the thing about self-sabotage, it goes two ways. Inaction, mm-hmm. can cause self-sabotage. Action can cause self-sabotage, right? So know your triggers. When you know you're getting to a place, let's say if wealth building is an area that every time you get a certain amount of money, it seems like it disappears. then start checking it out, start checking yourself out. So this is what Patrice said earlier, and I wanted to address it. I'm so glad it popped back in my head, is sometimes when things start going really well, you start lifting rocks and saying, where's the problem? Yeah. Okay, this can't last. You start speaking sabotage to this thing that's happening in a positive sense. So I'm going to tell you that usually life goes on in seasons. You have a winter, summer, spring, and fall, typically. So in summer, when I have a summer that seems like everything I touch is, amazing. It's just like, what is going on? And I'm just loving it, right? Enjoy the summer. You know, enjoy the summer. But prepare for other seasons of your life, right? So that is the key. Prepare for all seasons of your life. The same thing with your business, whether it be any area of your life. Just look at your life from not just looking at it from the nowness of it. And I'm not saying don't enjoy the now. That's not what I'm saying. Look at it from the nowness of it. However, look at the future that you desire and make plans for your future.
And that often makes us get out of survival brain. Because when I'm in survival brain, now, if I'm still in a storm, like if things are difficult and I'm still in the storm, just get through it.
Yeah.
But then once I'm through it, because if I keep that same mentality that I needed in the winter, in the summer, it's like wearing, you know, a big, you know, winter jacket and it's 110 degrees outside, that is going to cause me pain. And I might start blaming the sun. And it's like, wait a minute, I need to take the jacket off. And so that's where we want to focus on what is in our control. And then I can't control the sun. I can't control the weather. And then letting go of those things that I don't have any control over. And in the midst of difficulty, look for the good. Because the bad is always going to stand out way more. We can always find the bad. I recently talked with someone that was really struggling. And I was like, so can you tell me what you like about this situation? And they were able to go in. Oh, yeah. These are the things that I do enjoy. This is what I do like within this situation. And so being able to, because those thoughts are not going to come, you know, if I'm dealing with difficult and toxic people, I'm not going to think of the good first.
Assess your strengths. Mm-hmm. Do a self-assessment. Assess your strengths. And then for the people that are safe and profitable in your life, productive, profitable, positive in your life, ask them questions. What do you see? What are the things that you really think are my strengths? Right. And the reason I say that is sometimes we're in the frame and we don't see our strengths like other people do. We don't see our lives like other people do. Somebody said something the other day to me. I was in a training thing and they said, you are the most amazing leader for us. And I thought, oh, so the first thing that hit me, the first thing that hit me was I need to downplay this. You know, I mean, because we have this thing about humility, right? You need to downplay it. And I said, you know, answering thank you is an answer.
Just say thank you.
So if you feel in the moment that you want to say what you're not or back off of the compliment, instead, just say thank you.
And what I do is I take a breath and say, because the first thought that comes is for me to think of all the things that I get. It's just, it's automatic. I am a very, I can have a critical eye where it's easy for me to see things that are out of place. It's easy for me to see things that are wrong. And that's why I have to intentionally. So the things that I tell y'all, these are things that I have to practice on a daily basis in order to just enjoy the good, that things don't always have to be so much stress. I once did a avoiding compassion fatigue and burnout seminar, and the guy was like, "What are the things that cause you stress? What are the things that cause you stress?" And everyone in the training listed all of these things, and he was like, "No, it's our perception of those things. It's not just the thing. So me doing my notes, it's the fact that, that's the part that's hard, not the actual doing, not doing them. And so something that I do is for the tasks that are difficult for me, I try to make them more enjoyable. And if you didn't listen to last week, make sure to check out where we talked about, Atomic Habits. So making it, so when I do my notes, I listen to music or I have a TV show or YouTube, I have something going because that helps me make that something that I'm like, I don't want to do this. It helps make it more enjoyable for me.
And so, and then this is the other thing. When you look at your life and you write down goals and strategies and you set up a plan, don't get so connected to the plan that if one thing doesn't happen, and Patrice talked about it, if one thing doesn't happen, you're like, oh, I've blown the whole thing. Don't do that. Get connected to the results that you desire. So what I call it when I'm doing training is I say, get married to the goal. Marry the goal, not the plan.
Yeah.
The plan is negotiable. The end result is what you want to stay connected to, because there may be more than one path to get you there. And that is the key to it, is don't be so restrictive in your life with yourself that you look at it and say, what you didn't do or what you didn't do today. So it's the little things. Again, last week, Atomic Habits, that book, The Obstacle is the Way is amazing. Patrice talks about it in her book, about crisis to clarity on chapter, I think it's page 47, because I looked at it today. Like I just read it. It's on page 47 that talks about it, because the self-sabotage also leads you to imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
So here you are not asking for something because you're saying they're not going to give it to you in advance. No. The real no that we walk into is the no that we tell ourselves before we ever ask the question. Mm-hmm. The no that we say, well, I'm not going to start this because I know it's not going to do whatever. That is the person that we have to deal with is self.
Yes, I love that. And if y'all have any topics that y'all would like for us to cover, because we haven't finalized what we'll be going into in February. And so if you have things that you would like for us to discuss, please let us know. My final tip for today is just enjoy the moment, whether it's whatever's going on. Now, if you're in the midst of crisis, let's just get through that. But just enjoy it. In the back of my mind, I'm waiting. So we are in Virginia and I'm just like, I know some snow is coming. I just know every time, when are we going to get some snow? And it's like, hey, let's just enjoy the nice weather today. It seems like it's going to be a pretty nice day today. And so instead of looking for what's wrong in that, just enjoy where you are, especially in situations that there isn't anything you can do about it anyway. So we hope you enjoy the rest of your week and we'll see you next week.